Welcome to the Sun City News. My name is Vicki Duke, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster, bringing to you the news from the Sun City Independent, and I'm coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. First article, AI helps Sun City author realize her book, by Zev Black. People generally have mixed feelings around grackles. Some people find them loud and annoying, while others look past the noise and focus on their iridescent colors and intelligence. Victoria Freeland, a Sun City resident, has a personal connection to the bird. Freeland lived in Las Cruces, New Mexico for 7 years, where she regularly took water aerobics classes. A resident grackle named Samantha frequently visited the class because one of the members dumped the pool's bug basket onto the deck for it. The whole class grew to love this bird. One day, a roadrunner came into the community and went after her babies. Samantha ran the roadrunner off. Another day, when Freeland was walking her dogs, she saw a grackle dive bomb a hawk to run it off as well. They will do anything to protect their babies. Freeland carried Samantha's story after leaving New Mexico and recently decided to share it with the world in the form of a book. She initially pictured the book to be an adult novel, but didn't like it after the first write. She asked ChatGPT if it could rewrite the story with a Dr. Seuss cadence, and the rest was history. The words are mine, but the style came from ChatGPT, she said. Samantha the Grackle, A Mother with Grit, is a children's story written for mothers. I think she's really captured not only the bird, but the dignity that the bird used to protect the young. And the next one reader, Nadine Mice, said, that bird protected the young, which all mothers do. That's motherhood. Freeland had found there to be a bit of sentiment surrounding artificial intelligence, with people saying it's sloppy and soulless. However, she said her experience could not be more positive. I'm finding my identity as a different kind of storyteller than when I was telling people about data warehouses, she said. I don't think there's anything more important than authenticity. I think everyone is afraid of AI stealing what is authentically human. It's been my experience that AI continues to make me more and more authentically myself. I want to really lean into that and embrace that. Freeland's father passed away when she was just 12 years old. He was my moral compass growing up, she said. He taught me right from wrong. He even taught me to stand up for myself. Even though I only had him until I was 12, I was tough. She had seen some of the stories her father told and is writing stories with him in mind. One of her upcoming books, We're Not Bagels, We're Everything, does just that, showing how 12 girls of different ethnicities make their own magical playground because the boys at the real playground bullied them. She's the nicest, most concerned person at Bridge, Mice said about Freeland. She knows everybody and talks to everybody. She's got depth and she's got feelings. She believes in herself. Freeland also created a coloring book to accompany the picture book. The images in the coloring book coincide with the original book. And that's the end of that article. The next article, RCSC announces 2025 board election results. The RCSC 2025 Board of Directors election results are in. The number of ballots cast in this year's election totaled 1,206, with a grand total of 1,798 votes. The candidates elected to serve on the RCSC board beginning in 2026 for 3-year terms are Jana Mapes and Chris Nettlesheim. The newly elected board members will be sworn in at the board meeting in December in the Sundial Auditorium. Both elected candidates will start their new terms January 1st, 2026. In 2026, the board will appoint two directors to fill the open positions. Congratulations to both Jana Mapes and Chris Nettlesheim, RCSC officials stated in a press release. We are grateful for your dedication to our mission and your willingness to serve our community. And that's the end of that article. Tip Top Dancers Bring Holiday Cheer to AARP Youngtown. The Tip Top Dancers presented a holiday performance and interactive dance party December 5th for AARP Youngtown chapter members. The event, designed to celebrate the season and encourage active fun, transformed the meeting space into a dance floor. In a move away from a traditional performance format, the dancers led attendees through dance steps suitable for all ability levels. It wasn't just watching a show, it was being part of the holiday celebration, said Judith Heise, one of the dancers and an AARP board member. Go to Tip Top Dancers Sun City az.wordpress.com to learn more about the Tip Top Dancers. Next, Sun City CAN hosts County Assessor Session. The Maricopa County Assessor's Office used to have representatives in Sun City one day per week to explain the benefit application process and assist residents. However, county officials earlier this year discontinued the branch office hosted by the Sun City Community Assistance Network. The move was made for financial reasons, to help residents understand the benefits they can take advantage of through the assessor's office. Sun City CAN will host an informational session at 9 a.m. Wednesday, January 7th, in the social halls at Fairway Center. Seating will be limited. Assessors' representatives will cover senior property valuation protection, personal exemption programs, how to update a mailing address, and other benefits for seniors, including widowed, totally disabled, and veterans. Time permitting, they will also go over how to make an appointment with the assessor's office. They will also give tips on how to fill out application forms. Those will be available at the January session, but applications will not be taken at that time. Assessor's representatives at the January meeting will have a checklist of documentation that will be needed for each application. Applications will not be taken at the January 7th session, nor will eligibility be determined. Residents will work with Sun City CAN benefits assistance counselors for that. Prior to the assessor's office presentation, Sun City CAN officials will detail the flow of the presentation and briefly review what that agency offers. Call CAN at 623-933-7530 for more information. Next, church members donate handmade Christmas items. The Needles and Pins Sewing Circle of the Church of the Palms in Sun City has been busy for a year, preparing handmade Christmas gifts to share with those in need at Christmas. The gifts have already been delivered to the Dysart Community Center in El Mirage and the Phoenix Indian Center in downtown Phoenix. A total of 375 handmade items for Christmas. In early November, the group donated 12 handmade baby quilts and crocheted baby blankets to the Dysart Community Center. These cozy and colorful creations will be included in DCC's Christmas gift packages for expecting mothers of the students, helping bring warmth and joy to families in need during the holiday season. DCC Director Annie Ansell expressed deep appreciation for the donation and noted how much these thoughtful handmade gifts mean to the mothers who receive them. In addition, Ellen Merchant, a member of the group, donated 90 handmade children's aprons to the Community Center for Art and Food Prep Learning Activities. Christmas gift giving was not completed. In November, they also loaded the totes and delivered handmade items to the Phoenix Indian Center, 81 stocking caps, 47 scarves, 18 cowls, 8 full-size afghans, 7 sweaters, 5 headbands, and 100 crocheted filled soap bags. Utana Blackwater, a project manager at the Phoenix Center, received the gifts and expressed heartfelt thanks for making Christmas special with these handmade items. Needles and Pins meets from 9 to 11 a.m. Wednesdays in the church boardroom. All are welcome to join. Members include Bobby Chapman, Bonnie Green, Margaret Carpenter, in loving memory, August 2025, Carol Reynolds, Lynette Nicholson, Susie Lehman, and Ellen Merchant. People are welcome to be part of the group and sew their items at home. And that's all from that article. Next, Pam Schwartz Hall, elected vice chairman of County Advisory Board, by Zev Black, Sun City Homeowners Association vice president. Pam Schwartz Hall has been elected as vice chairman of the Maricopa County Transportation Advisory Board. Schwartz Hall, who currently serves as the chairman of SCHOA's Roads and Safety Committee, has been an active member in the Sun City community for over a decade. She now takes on this new role and is very excited about it. I was elated and flattered because I've only been on the Transportation Advisory Committee for 2 years. One of her new responsibilities is conducting meetings when the head chairman, Wes Gullett, is unavailable. Half of the meetings are virtual and half are on site at the Maricopa County building where the department is based, at 2901 West Durango Street, Phoenix 85009. Schwartz Hall said she became involved with the Roads and Safety Committee because it seemed interesting and active to her. She thinks that the Transportation Advisory Board is equally important. We are at an age, our population here is at an age where safety is a major concern, she said. Sometimes things come out of the blue that you don't expect. And when your mobility starts to go a little bit, it's nice to know that there are support structures both for the person and for the circumstances. SCHOA General Manager Lisa Gray believes Schwartz Hall's new role will be positive for Sun City. With Pam serving as the vice chairman of the Maricopa County Transportation Advisory Board, I have no doubt that she will have Sun City's best interest at heart, as she has throughout her years of service to our community. Schwartz Hall said the Sun City Prides and the Sun City Posse, two groups that roam the streets of Sun City more than anyone, bring concerns to the Roads and Safety Committee. And if it has to do with infrastructure, Schwartz Hall can address it with the Department of Transportation. Homeowners also have the opportunity to raise concerns at these meetings. Stop signs, roads, curbs, and ADA ramps are all examples of infrastructure. Those all have to be in usable condition, she said. It used to be that when a sidewalk buckles, nobody knew who to call. Now, the Department of Transportation, having heard our concerns, notifies the MCDOT program. It's applicable to everybody in the county, but is particularly useful for our people. Schwartz Hall will not continue serving on the Roads and Safety Committee once her term is up because she is not allowed to serve two consecutive 3-year terms. And that's the end of that article. Next, honoring two extraordinary veterans this Christmas. Sun City West and Michigan vets team up to bring holiday cheer year after year. By Dennis Fossey. I am writing to recognize two extraordinary individuals who have devoted their time, hearts, and energy to honoring and supporting our veterans in Arizona. Jim Starkman, a veteran and recipient of two Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star, has dedicated many years to giving back to his fellow veterans, especially during the Christmas season. Each year, Jim organizes a massive holiday gift drive throughout Sun City West and surrounding areas. He places approximately 9 Christmas trees in various locations, inviting the community to leave presents for veterans in need. Through these tireless efforts, Jim collects around 2,000 gifts every year and personally delivers them to veterans before Christmas. Visiting multiple hospitals and veterans' retirement homes across Arizona. His compassion, dedication, and selflessness have brought joy, dignity, and appreciation to countless veterans year after year. Alan Concier of Michigan, a veteran of over 27 years, has also made a profound impact on veterans in Arizona. Alan works closely with elementary schools in Michigan. Students write heartfelt letters to veterans expressing gratitude and reminding them how special and appreciated they truly are. Alan has collected hundreds of letters and personally brought them from Michigan to Arizona for several years. Sometimes there's so many that he has to ship them by mail. These letters are placed alongside the Christmas presents given to the veterans, creating an incredible, meaningful experience, connecting young students with those who served our country and reminding veterans that their sacrifices are remembered and honored. Together, Jim and Alan exemplify what it truly means to serve others. Their efforts go far beyond words. They bring comfort, joy, and the sense of belonging to those who have given so much for our freedom. Our veterans and our community are deeply grateful for these two men contributing year after year. And the author of this piece, Dennis Fossey, is a Vietnam veteran. And that's the end of that article. And we just have time for a short piece. Here's an opinion letter by Karen Jones, Sun City West. With both a heavy heart as well as anger, I write this letter regarding the cruel and unnecessary comments that seem to be accepted and normalized in our country today. The president will say anything, despite how hurtful or unacceptable, to political rivals or people who disagree with his policies. Vile comments regarding someone's murder, a child's physical or mental disabilities, someone's religious beliefs, or color of their skin seem to be open targets for this man. These are not political issues. I challenge anyone claiming to be a good Christian but yet accepts and supports this kind of appalling behavior to show me what Bible they are reading. I pray that we as Americans come together in the rejection of this sick, deranged, and vile behavior from the president. Differences in political views is not new to this country and is an element of democracy we love. Speak up, call out, and reject hateful, abhorrent, repulsive, and heinous behavior in our leaders. Democracy is at risk in our country. Sadly, our human decency is as well. That's the end of that opinion letter and the end of our time together today. I want to thank you so much for listening to my show, The Sun City News. Again, my name is Vicki Duke, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.